Elishu, Chelik Beis, Daf Samech Zayin. This is the 11th chapter, Avodas HaAdam, the Avodah of the individual. Kivras Derech Arukah Alechnu Bemarech Hazeh. We have walked a long path in this set of essays. Gamaseinu, our objective was Lechnis HaAdam LeShetach HaRe'iya Shelan, to place the individual into our field of vision. Biraranu Dvarim Amukim Gdolim. We clarified things that are deep and profound. Umad dalim kol advarim. But how impoverished are these words? Kasha yisharu yediyos be'alma, when they remain in the mere knowledge, mere information. Lo yikansul alev, when they don't penetrate the heart. Ve'lo yaviyu lechavayas adam, they don't bring the individual to an experience of being an individual. Hein kavanasenu hayasa b'marecha zo elavi lechavayas ha'adam. Indeed, our intention in this set of essays is to bring one to the experience of an individual. Lishmoya b'adayas hachazas ha'navi Yechezkel, to hear with trembling the declaration of Yechezkel ha'navi. Adam atem. You are Adam, as we explained. Ki rechukim anachnu mechavaya zei. We are far from this experience. Ketanim anachnu. Small and small-minded. Our lives, the summary of our lives, the sum total, is just about a frenzied rush for parnasa and a little bit of enjoyment. There's very little understanding and feeling for the fact that each person in this world is unique, is an individual. Kol echad poizel el eiver chavirav liyos k'misam. People squint towards their peers in order to make sure that they are like them. Ve'olechim kichvasim be'eder, walking like sheep in a herd. Mitzvaseinu milomada, mitzvahs tend to be automatic and mechanical. Emunaseinu amiras milima, emunah tends to be lip service. Lama yaradnu kol kach, why is this, why are we so low? Why can't we see the immense heights of man? Yeshaya reveals to us our situation. Let's learn his words deeply. This is from the second perek. The Navi says, Beis Yaakov, let's walk together in the light of Hashem. Ki natashta amecha. We won't talk about that too much. The land is filled with silver and gold. No end to the treasures. The land is filled with horses. No end to the chariots. The land is filled with all sorts of paganism. They worship their own handiwork, whatever his fingers created. Vayishach Adam vayishpal ish. Man is bent. Man is lowered. What's remarkable about the coming paragraph is that, again, it was written 50 to 60 years ago. The words are just prophetic. It's remarkable how much more they apply today than they applied when the author wrote them, when it is long before the technological explosion, the revolution that we are experiencing in our days. The author says, Halev margish ki nevoah zitzicha ledoreinu. The heart senses that this nevoah is necessary for generations, meaning for our generation. He's paraphrasing Chazal, who say that the prophets that are recorded in Tanakh are those whose prophecies are tzricha ledoreis, they're necessary for generations. There were many more prophets whose words were not recorded because they were needed for their own time, but not for later times. But this nevoah in particular is necessary for all generations, and even much more for us than in previous times. Kol ofna shumtza beParis, any new fashion designed in Paris. Kol mechona chadisha shukuba in New York, any new device and gadget invented perhaps in New York, more likely in Silicon Valley, and then put together in China. Kol praktika elilit shemekorah b'Tibet, any spiritual fad from Tibet or anywhere else. Hakoil moitzes darkoil kilois Israel. It finds its way into Jewish communities, v'shove b'nefashas, and takes people captive. That's his paraphrasing that verse above. It captures souls, takes away people from Klal Yisrael. Ribui kesef, be'ezed rechim, just an accumulation of wealth with all sorts of, you know, whether it's gray money or black money or whatever it is. Standard rechim lemala mayacholis, living above one's ability, living on credit, just a standard of life which is above one's ability to actually sustain. Moisarois, luxuries, v'kimalei artzo chesed v'zahav, the novice speaks about. The land is filled with gold and silver, just the latest furniture and the latest gadgets and whatever. Kol tzair mechakel rishon iga. Every youngster sees as his ultimate aim, driver's license. U'mechonis hanuseches bo bitachon atzmi. A car that will give him self-confidence. Without it, he is lacking. He is just, he doesn't have a sense of worth. And then when he gets that car, that fills him with a sense of worth. Ve'in ketzel marke v'yisav, then we spoke about, now into the chariots. Rabbi Yisenu dibu al lemale min ha-teva. Of course, Chazal spoke about this concept of beyond nature, ve'kavanasam le'hanagah nisis. They were speaking in the original sense of the term, talking about Hashem leading Klal Yisrael through miracles, lemale min ha-teva. Hayom yesh lemale min ha-teva b'kivun hafuch. Today we have a beyond nature, supernatural, but in the opposite direction, mi'atechnizatzia. He's talking about mechanization and the digital age, which of course the author only saw the beginning of, just the beginning of, but this relentless drive towards a digital culture which diminishes the human being. One doesn't see anymore the Bria, its splendor. One sees it only through certain devices and gadgets which detract from the experience. For example, it says, Naif yafeh lematzlema, a beautiful vista, beautiful view, but one doesn't take the time to experience it. One immediately commits it to the camera. And again, he was talking in the time when film was expensive. You bought a roll with 12 or 24 photos and you thought carefully before taking the photo. Not like today when it's just endless. One takes pictures endlessly without any thought whatsoever, not to mention this concept of a selfie. Niguni yafeh latape. If it's a beautiful melody, again, instead of enjoying and absorbing it, it's immediately committed to, well, his time it was electromagnetic tape. I mean, it's all digital with gadgets that come with, who knows, 50 million songs or whatever it is. Hadam mishu'abad lamechuna. People become enslaved to their gadgets. Lema'ase yadav yishtachavu, the novice says, that they bow down to their own handiwork. La'ashiasu etz be'yisav. Namash, an obsession with SMSs, texts. Ha'ililusa chadashaya technika. This is the new paganism. This is this digital age. That ha'tzeamikos, the result of all of this, the novice says, it's the end of his words, va'yishach adam ba'yishpal ish. Man is diminished, is bent. Ha'adam yizgamed. From the word gamad, a dwarf, a person becomes diminished. Kochosav misnavnim, his mental powers become atrophied. Sechel, to use one's words, yesh mechuna osa melachto, just machines all the time, digital devices to do the work. Lechishbon, computer, one doesn't use one's mind, really. One just enters it into this particular software, that one. Levchanas machala bedikos tariv, to diagnose diseases. There's a whole battery of tests. Regesh, if a person wants to develop some, or to feed a sense of emotion, ha'iton mal'it besipur meretek. So the newspaper fills him with a wonderful story in parts, these things that are published in installments. Ha'radio makim musica rovi yamama. The radio just literally vomits out music throughout the time. And again, he's speaking long before iPods, iPads, and who knows how many other dozens of such things that just provide these things, these distractions, 24 hours a day, all the time. He lived through the Cold War, speaking about nuclear war. Bitzel milchama nukleayit chayim amim. People live in the shadow of total war. Vesapachad bifnei ha'asid mefigim ta'anugim zolim. They dissipate their fear of the future with cheap entertainment, which is called in the Western world escapism. People escape the world by cinema, DVDs, YouTube, these types of things. Says, I'm not a pessimist. I'm not predicting terrible disaster. It's an interesting prophecy. It says, an overall nuclear war will not come. He says, the forces of evil are not given permission to destroy the world, and therefore there will not be this ultimate cataclysm. And furthermore, we do not deny the blessing brought by technological advances. The stature of a great person is progressively disappearing, even among those who observe Torah mitzvahs. We don't see it anymore. We are all just pulled along this tremendous flow. He's using the terminology of a river flowing. Zerem is a flow, a current. We're all pulled into this current, and we know this. Bi'ameinu, how compelling it is. One just gets pulled along into this. And if we thought there's one last refuge, we console ourselves, oh, still I have choice. So modern, contemporary psychologists come and deny it. They leave man behind as a bunch of responses to stimuli. Let's not delude ourselves. Gam etzlenu shomrei Torah mitzvos nechlesha. Even within those who observe Torah mitzvahs, the knowledge that a person has bechira has been weakened or even disappeared. We are also affected by these currents, and we tend to have a weaker belief in bechira. Perush rachav al nevuas Yeshayahu nusen achavos lebavois. The Chavos lebavois gives us commentary on the nevuah of Yeshayahu. He says, "V'chol asher nisaf olam yishuv nisaf asechel uban." The more the world develops in a technological sense, the greater the destruction of the mind. It's a process. When people are not preoccupied with technological advances, and when the mind develops, and the more the world develops in such a way that there's modern conveniences, whatever it is, the mind becomes weaker. To the point where things become mamash topsy-turvy. Evil becomes good. What's distorted is considered to be straight. They make this, they consider the evil to be correct, to be ethical. Furthermore, the Chavos Lebavois is very powerful. He's not pulling any punches. They make the stomach into the god. Cuisine, and the idea of this food and that wine and this new products that are on the shelves all the time. Cuisine becomes their god, their religion. The Torah is fashion. It's this particular type of tie, that particular type of shoe. One has to think about various fads along the years that have become Torah. There was a time when the Torah was paisley ties. There was a time when it was Crocs, and you just see like billions of dollars spent on these things until the next fad. But that's the Torah. While it's there, everyone worships it. Umusaram chizuk mishkenehem. The musar is home improvements. Umevakshim gmul oivdim b'maase avrim, and it's considered correct. They want reward for this avoida of worshiping cuisine and fashion and the latest electronic gadget. Chazal put it so powerfully. The person acts like a Zimri, had that liaison with the Midianite, and it's correct. He wants reward like Pinchas. Says the author, again, a very powerful statement. Sabna de'ar'an chadu. This is from Gemara in Kiddushin. Strictly speaking, it's a halachic statement. It's talking about a person who wants to acquire a number of fields simultaneously, and they're not contiguous with one another. They are separate. And the Gemara discusses, does one have to make a kinyan on each one separately or not? The Gemara's conclusion is it doesn't, because sadna de'ar'an chadhu, the foundation of the earth is all one. And therefore, if you make a kinyan on the one piece of land, you acquire all the others simultaneously. But the author is using this in a figurative sense now. The world is all one, as we say today, it's all interconnected. It's a small village. And therefore, we too breathe the air of the world with its germs, with its spiritual germs. These spiritual germs make their way into the Jewish street as well. It's no longer possible, like it was in the shtetl, to isolate oneself. It's just everything is completely open. Are we alert to this danger that with all of these phenomena, man is diminished, will become smaller and smaller? Do we rise up against this rising tide of superficiality? Do we strengthen ourselves in holding high the concept of the individual? To enliven within ourselves yearnings for wholeness, greatness, achievement in a spiritual sense? Kol ma'arechaz, this entire set of essays, ma'areches ha'adam, entitled set of essays about the individual, megama achas, it has one objective, le'amchish le'atzmenu es shi'ur k'maseh shel adam Yisrael, to make tangible to us as the stature of the Jew, an individual, to see the human being, how great that creation is, u'le'achzir es adam Yisrael k'arasin, and to return, to recapture that concept of the individual into our psyche. Perhaps, this is the hope of the author, perhaps a few choice individuals will merit to experience what we've called here the experience of being an individual. Yechezkel calls out, Adam Atem, don't forget that, you're not a behemoth. And the person has to hear it and be moved. Hein Adam Ani. An individual, a human being, not just a collection of stimuli and response to peer pressure and to advertising. Says the author further, Hadvarim hanan einam hishtapchus ikshis levad. What I've written above is not a mere emotional outpouring. Yesh bem yesoid le'avida ma'asis. They contain a foundation for practical avida. Ulay achshar dara. Perhaps the generation is ready for it. This is a Talmudic phrase, achshar dara. Perhaps the generation is ready for it. Yekarim rabim bnei Torah, many precious individuals bnei Torah, argan afsham l'avoid al midaysem, their soul yearns to improve themselves, umvakshim hadracha kitzad l'avoid, and they seek guidance, how to do avoida. Davar gadol l'haratzon hazeh, this desire is a very profound matter. Aval yekarim ele alolim yikasher b'shtei tayos, these precious individuals may make two mistakes. They may stumble over two mistakes. Loi bechol makom mitziyah hadracha le'avodah musaris al midos. First of all, not everywhere can you find guidance for practical avodah on one's midos. Not even, and perhaps not especially, in the days of the internet. One can't just look it up on Google and find suitable hadracha for avodah musaris. Vim ein hadracha, if one doesn't have guidance, then the consequences, oy misi ashim efsharos lagi lishlemus, a person very quickly despairs of the possibility of reaching any level of perfection and just leaves it. Oy menasim lavid bli hadracha, the person tries to work without guidance. Venechazim behanhagois shanezek ben merubah latoelus, and then they just grab all sorts of hanhagois, certain modes of conduct that they heard about. This Godel, he read his biography, and he used to do that, and that, so I'll try and do that and that as well. Where the harm is greater than the benefit. That's the one possible mistake. The oidzois, furthermore, ha'avoida ha'mudreches b'midois b'diyos, when it comes to guided work in specific midois, Shmura leventura shekvar kana derech eisana bilmud gapat. It's reserved for a bentor who has a solid path in learning Gemara, Purush, Rashi, Tosafos. He's got a solid background in learning. Ve'adas, but until that point, maya seked elativ yisnagus shelo. What can he do in order to improve his behavior? The answer here is yishtetel yosadam, just to be a mensch. Yekarim rabim medamim, many, again, precious individuals, they're well motivated. They imagine ki avoida b'midois perusha pe'ulois miyachadois l'chizuk ezo mida. It means specific acts to strengthen a mida. The problem with that approach is baze nishmat mitoch shetach yasam adam b'shlemusei. What they're doing is that from the field of vision, what slips away is the picture of the entirety of the individual. Adam eino herkev shel kama midos. A person is not a puzzle that you put together with a couple of pieces of midos. Ela kuloi miksha achas. It's one whole. Yeah, miksha achas is a phrase in the Torah speaking about the menorah. It is meant to be not made of components. Miksha achas, the whole thing from one piece of gold. Here I made a note to myself to look at Chelek Aleph, in the first volume of Eishur, page Kuf Chaf Aleph, where the author quotes the Chazon Ish on this particular issue. Back to the text. Lachen etzem heyosi adam. The fact that I am an individual, mechayevosi l'anaga matim al adam. It already obligates me to behave as a mensch, already. Vezois loy b'mida achas, not in one particular mida, ela b'chol inyanai v'darkai, in all my issues, in all my dealings. And therefore, ila zeis, kol ha'avoida tzicha leschil im chavayas adam. Any avoider has to begin with the experience of being a mensch, not in focusing on individual particular issues of midois. Tzair ho'imed al da'atoi, a young man who's now become more intellectually mature, tzarich pam lizdazel enochach mashmesei sedam. He needs once to be shaken to the core when facing the meaning of his being a unique individual. It has to penetrate and to understand this idea of what it means to be an Adam and to be unique. That shock must then drive and direct his entire behavior. Let's not make a mistake in that in the previous chapter, we divided aspirations to two. Shlemus v'gadlus. To aspire to Shlemus and to aspire to Gadlus. Chalukazis sheyeches rak l'shifa ha-ma'asis shel ha-oived. This division pertains only to the practical aspiration of the oived. Ach oid lifnei shemisoreres ezo shifa. But before that arises, before these aspirations arise, aleinu la'amoid ala rimemus ha-atzmis shel yetzira nifla nikes adam. We first have to appreciate the innate exaltedness of this wondrous creation called a human being. Chazal says in Pekei Avos, Chaviv Adam shenivra betzelem. Man is beloved. He was created with some essential similarity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rimemus atzmis zois. This innate greatness, innate profundity, he toichen chaviyas Adam. That's the content of what we're calling the experience of being an individual. It must stand at the beginning of any individual avodah. This avodah that will stem from experiencing what it means to be an individual, we could have given it a specific term from the Mishnah. We could have pointed out the parameters of this experience, because the Rishonim Achronim explained it. You could have done that. Aval anonim na'im is it. We deliberately avoid it. We're not giving any hints of here, not giving a name, and not quoting Rishonim Achronim. Birtzeinenu lehachriach esamayin b'fakim adam. I want to force the one who's studying these chapters leagia be'atzmoy lechavay azot, to reach his experience by himself. Ul maskanu yisrael yisnagisu. And the necessary consequences for his behavior, what it's going to mean, the implications for his behavior. Even this chapter, that could have served as an introduction to the set of essays, and we can see why it really could have begun the set of essays. Samnu besifa, we put this chapter dafka at the end. Kavanasenu haisa, intention in doing that was that the student should read these chapters, and should himself be moved from this idea of the individual which is at the center. We intended that perhaps by himself he'll have some sense of this experience. The person who hasn't reached this, only when reading this chapter has he understood this foundation of Oida, he should go back and revise these chapters. Ve'az, now, having seen this chapter, yimtza bechol perek, when he goes back, he'll find in every chapter inyan ha'ma'amido gam al ha'mashmus ha'ma'asis shel avodas adam, some concept that will be relevant to the practical meaning of avodas adam, mibli she'eschil lefarek atzmo lemidos patis, without breaking himself up into individual midos u'lanasos letaknan achas achad, to try and repair them one by one. Just something that will give him guidance legabei the concept of being a mensch. Adam atem neimah lichlei Yisrael. Yechezkel HaNavi said, Adam atem, to Klal Yisrael, and the famous Gemara, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, you are called Adam, ve'einu Moshe Elam kuyim Adam, you, Klal Yisrael. Adam hu ha-Yehudi, we're talking about the Jew, im ha-Neshama Yehudis, with his Jewish soul, im ha-Guf ha-Yehudi, with his holy Jewish body, v'im ha-Midois ha-Yehudis, with Jewish Midois, im ha-Torah v'ha-Mitzvois. What we're going to do in the rest of the Ma'aracha, what's coming now, if this is a preview, Naif oid mabat. We're going to gaze briefly once more. Al eile she'itzvu es ha-Yehudi. At those personalities who throughout history molded the Jew. Veshalsheles bnei ha'adam asher v'tzilam ha'nechaim. And the chain of those supreme bnei adam in whose shadow we live, those great people throughout history. Uvazen esayim es ha'marachazes. And by doing so, in the coming pages, we'll conclude this set of essays. Adkan.